Do you have any children in college? Do you ever lay on your bed wondering what they are doing while you're falling asleep? Are you worrying about them? Do they have enough money to buy food? Will they figure out how to do laundry? I remember my first year in college that I would receive a care package at least once every other week from my mom or my grandmother for the first few months. And in that care package would be homemade cookies or a roll of quarters for the washing machine in the dorm and a host of other things. And I know it was probably a result of them, well, fretting. And why did they do that? Well, because they cared about me. Well, let me ask you another question. When was the last time you were laying in your bed, talking with your spouse about all of your cares and concerns, and then you shot up and you said, "I wonder if the wild donkey's got plenty to drink today." Has that ever happened? No, of course not. Why is that? Well, because we don't care that much about wild animals, especially wild donkeys. But God does. And the psalmist is showing us through these next few verses in Psalm 104 that God's care is extensive, even extending to animals that he has deemed unclean. In Psalm 104, we've learned that God is great, he is majestic, he is sure and sovereign. I mean, just look at the fact that the earth has never been knocked off of its axis. And now the psalmist gazes out over the earth and takes notice that all of creation has all it needs to be sustained. Bless the Lord because of the care he provides. Listen to what it says. Psalm 104, verses 10 and 11. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. His care is not only extensive, but the psalmist is showing us that it's also satisfying. Let me challenge you to go and read verses 11 through 16, and then in the comments below, tell me what kind of care does the creation think God provides. The birds sing among the branches. The grass grows for the livestock. He produces oil for man's face and bread for his body. The trees are watered abundantly. Coming underneath the care the Lord provides is all satisfying. It's not always comfortable, but ultimately, it's always satisfying. And for that, we should give thanks. As you pray today, please remember Anders Lee and his family, our missionaries in Mississippi. Also, remember the Burmese Lifeword broadcast, heard in Burma.